So you're here in Aspen talking about the sentence that changed science. What is that sentence?
12 words that are forever imprinted on my memory. Quote, "The balance of evidence suggests a discernible human influence on global climate," unquote. Those are the words of the international scientific community. So back in 1995, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, came out with its second assessment report of climate science. And that was the bottom line sentence from that report: "The balance of evidence suggests a discernible human influence on global climate."
Okay, now, why were these words so powerful? Why are they still so powerful?
It was really the first time that the international scientific community spoke with one voice and said, "We've evaluated the scientific evidence, and most of that evidence is pointing in one direction. Humans are no longer innocent bystanders in the climate system. Humans and their activities are now active participants in the climate system."
In the time since that sentence has come out, and you've seen some real considerable pushback, your role has become also to effectively communicate how this change is happening, is to break down all those complex systems and make it understandable for the general public. So, is it the scientist's role to become a storyteller? Is it the scientist's role to become an effective communicator?
After the balance of evidence statement came out in 1995, my life changed. Like it or not, I was the convening lead author of the chapter of the report that had this finding in it. I carried the can. The buck stopped here. And I had to explain to people what the process was by which we had arrived at that balance of evidence finding, what the evidence was that underpinned that finding, what I had done, what my role had been. I recognized that I could no longer just retreat to my office, close the door, and hope the bad stuff would go away. That was a singularly poor survival strategy. I had to explain to people in plain English, what we had learned in the process of working on this report and why it mattered to them. And since 1995, I've taken that responsibility very seriously. I don't think that we can shift the needle in terms of arriving at solutions to the problem of human-caused climate change just by piling on more scientific papers. There's also an urgent need to be accountable to the public, to explain this is what we did, this is what we learned, and this is why it matters to you. And I would argue that that imperative to explain to the public what we do and what we've learned is particularly important at this time when very powerful people at the highest levels of government are dismissing all of this hard-fought, hard-won scientific understanding as a hoax, as a conspiracy, as a contrived phony mess. It isn't. The science is incredibly sound. It's been tested again and again and again. If you're a climate scientist, that's what you do. You kick the tires. You try and understand as best as you can these complex forces acting on the climate system, human and natural. And our best understanding is that humans are now a dominant force in the climate system and are responsible for most of the warming that we've seen and measured since the mid-20th century. And we ignore this problem at our peril. So part of the challenge is to push back against ignorance and push back against misrepresentation of scientific understanding.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks for your questions.